President Trump is in Paris today, kicking off a two-day trip at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. Now, their relationship got off to a rocky start earlier in both their terms, but that, of course, doesn't mean that the two allies don't share a lot of common interests in defense and counterterrorism, and Emmanuel Macron hopes also in climate change. The two leaders held a press conference earlier.
France is America's first and oldest ally. A lot of people don't know that. Ever since General Lafayette joined the American fight for independence, our fates and fortunes have been tied unequivocally together. It was a long time ago, but we are together.
Olivier Knox is chief Washington correspondent for Yahoo News and a former correspondent for Agence France-Presse in Washington. I spoke to him earlier today, and he told me that Macron has some pretty good reasons to make his relationship with Donald Trump work out.
He's not just inviting Donald Trump. He's inviting the president of the United States at an event that is marking 100 years since the United States entered World War I. And that was a very important military contribution. So there was no way that Emmanuel Macron was going to snub the president of the United States a century after American troops came to French soil to decisively rout the Germans.
But it's fashionable in Europe now to snub Donald Trump because of all these contentious issues. And we've seen that over and over.
But Macron's playing a very interesting game because, remember, he recently had Russian President Vladimir Putin to Versailles, and they had a summit. And at the end of that summit, when they did a press point, Emmanuel Macron did not shy away from blasting Russian state-run media, accusing them of having acted as propaganda to undermine his presidential campaign. He did that with Putin standing just a few feet from him. He now has an opportunity to welcome Donald Trump, with whom he has some significant disagreements. You mentioned the Paris Climate Accord. That's really the big one. Macron has not given up on trying to drag Donald Trump kicking and screaming back into the agreement. But there are, as you say, there are very important common interests. French, U.S. counterterrorism cooperation was always good, but it really took off after 9/11, and it never really went away, even during the awkward run-up to the Iraq War when French President Jacques Chirac was one of the most vocal opponents. They also have a lot of common ground to work over on Syria. You know, Syria started out right after World War II. It was a French-administered area. The French have always felt close ties to Lebanon. In 2005, Chirac and George W. Bush partnered up in a fairly fruitful effort to reduce Syrian influence in Lebanon. So the French have always seen that part of the world as kind of maybe not their backyard, but their interests in it have brought America and France together, even when other interests separated them.
What does Donald Trump see in the president of France now, and why would he make the effort?
Donald Trump is, first of all, he's getting the military parade. He didn't get at his inauguration. Donald Trump's close aides, they've taken note, as conservatives have for years, of French, oh, let's call it ruthlessness in pursuing their national interest. They've taken note of the sort of interesting nationalism that undergirds a lot of French politics. So where Marine Le Pen of the National Front will direct that nationalism into forces like anti-immigration, Macron directs that nationalism into what might be called sort of the grandeur of France. So it's France as a big player on the international stage. For Macron, that has meant mostly the Paris Climate Agreement in his relationship with Donald Trump. But they've taken note of that at the White House. They like the cut of his jib.
And yet, Olivier Knox, at the top, we heard that comment from Donald Trump from earlier in the year saying Paris is no longer Paris. Are there any hard feelings across France among the French people for this insult, this slight for their beloved city?
Well, there might be at the level of the Paris mayor, who I think you'll remember her response to Donald Trump's comments about Paris was to tweet out a photograph of her with Mickey and Minnie from Euro Disney or Disneyland Paris or whatever they're calling it these days, the Disney theme park. There has historically been some suspicion about U.S. interests and U.S. intentions. But I'm not sure that there's any specific Donald Trump resentment, at least not at this point. Maybe this visit will turn that around.
Olivier Knox, chief Washington correspondent for Yahoo News. Thanks, Olivier.
Merci, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.